B-Pod Studios.
Here right now, joining us, Rob Motti, the Associated Press right now, and 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We're doing great.
We're great to have
you on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. So you sat down with JT Realmuto recently, and I just curious, how is your confidence level tracked? Because you were there at spring training. You were there around the same time that they had the arbitration hearing in which JT Realmuto lost for $2.4 million. How is your confidence level gone through that arbitration process to today? How is it really tracked?
Man, let me tell you, in the beginning, I was 95% he's coming back. Mm-hmm. In fact, to the point, Mark, where I believe on one of my shows on the weekend, I was defending the Phillies and their business strategy. I said, you know what? This is a pandemic. I understand what they're doing. Then I started to dive into it, started talking to the people involved, started talking to everyone who's handling negotiations. And I got a sense that the Phillies are mishandling this. And then after sitting down last week with JT, and if you listen to the interview, and you know, he's very guarded. He's very close to the vest. He doesn't give too much information. But if you read between the lines, I sense that he's resigned himself to the possibility that this may be it. So at this point, I'm probably about like 55-45, he'd say.
55. Oh, so you're on the north side of positivity,
yeah,
then.
I'm still there because ultimately I still would be shocked if the way the Phillies traded Sixto Sanchez, Jorge Alfaro, if John Middleton doesn't step in and say enough is enough. Let's throw stupid money in JT and get a deal done. So ultimately, I still would be shocked if it doesn't happen, but I'm no longer extremely confident it's going to happen because now once a player hits the open market, and he is going to hit the open market, it's a very risky game that the Phillies are playing.
So you would basically have both New York teams in a bidding war against themselves and the Phillies right now for JT Realmuto. Is that kind of how you see it?
Exactly. You never know what team's going to come up here. Now, I talked to some people about what's the possibility. Hey, maybe JT gets a 2-year, $70 million offer from one of these teams and blows the Phillies out of the water, even though the Phillies are looking to go 4 or 5 years at 25, 26. He'd have to factor that in. Do I get all I can for 2 years versus more long-term comfort? I don't think that is the way he's going to go. I think he wants the long-term, the 4, 5, even 6 year type contract. So I'm not as concerned about one team stepping in and going crazy for a short-term deal.
Okay, I got you.
How much did Steve Cohen, Rob, taking over the Mets maybe also put another wrinkle in this?
Man, you know what? I'm at the Phillies game last night, and that's all everybody on the Mets side in the press is talking about.
Wow.
Steve Cohen stepping in and throwing money at JT. Now, I'll tell you this, knowing JT, having that conversation with him, he's a really sincere, genuine, very humble guy. He loves the fans. He loves playing with Joe Girardi. He's got a great relationship with Bryce. His wife, Lexi, and Bryce's wife, Kayla, are very close. I don't think money is going to be the only factor, the driving force in his decision. He really likes it here. And I mean, honestly, he loved what the pandemic crew and all those guys are doing. He talks about it in the interview because he says, I came from Miami. I'm not used to that. I haven't been around anything like that. And the city's embraced me. So I really think all things being equal, he's going to want to stay here. And it's just about the Phillies, the way they've handled this is really baffling because they could have built up some momentum coming out of the bubble. They could have got a deal done. JT at never point, and I reported this in August, right around August 11, never came. Sometimes players will go to a team and say, once the season starts, I don't want to negotiate. He didn't do that because they weren't negotiating. So he had no reason to say, you know what, I'm 45 games, I'm 50 games away from free agency. I don't want to discuss it. He never did because they never got serious.
Speaking with Rob Motti, the Associated Press, and right here of 97.5 The Fanatic about his conversation with JT Realmuto. If I want to see this whole thing, read about it, where can I do that?
You can check it out. You can just go to all podcast platforms now because it aired on 97.5 The Fanatic on Sunday morning. Now you can go anywhere on podcasts. You can go to faithonthefieldshow.com and that will give you a link to Google Play, Stitcher, and everything else. So you can download it.
If another Philadelphia Phillies story comes out that a New York market team, whether it be the Yankees or the Mets or both of them, like it did with Cliff Lee, If it comes out that the guy wanted to stay here because of the fan base and the atmosphere here, imagine that, turning down a better contract because of the Phillies fandemic crew out there in left field.
It's very possible. And you know, those guys have really created, what they've created there has become a really fun thing for people, and they're getting up to 40, 50, 60 guys. And JT said, you know, I'm leaving games after a loss. And they're still out there with their signs, sign JT, wow, after a loss. And it's really hit home for him. So, you know, he's a very, obviously, for the conversation, it was a lot of faith-based, and he's very mature in his faith. And I think that plays a big role in it for him, because he's got a nice group of people here surrounding him who speak truth and speak life into him. So I really do feel he wants to stay, but the Phillies have, in a way, handled this where they've clearly messed it up. They should have got a deal done. They didn't. Now they're risking letting a guy who the fans absolutely adore, who you traded Sixto Sanchez for, hit the open market, and it's a very risky business strategy.
Do you get a sense, speaking of that business strategy, do you get a sense that it is the luxury tax just staring them down and being afraid to go over it?
I thought that, right? And then I started to get into the conversations. If they extended him, they wouldn't have even gone over this year.
Right, this year, right.
Right? But that to me has been a factor in the bullpen, for sure. That's been a factor in the way they've constructed the team. And every time I try and ask Matt Klintak that, he finds a way to talk around it without directly addressing the fact that, yes, I've had to stay under the luxury tax, even to the point where they make trades for all these relievers and take money back and say, under the luxury tax. You absolutely cannot say you have stupid money and want to spend it and do everything else and allow money to let JT Realmuto walk away.
So, Rob, let's put on the optimistic glasses. Say they do sign him. Say they do throw that crazy money at him. What dominoes fall because of it going into next season, maybe?
Well, you do lose Jake Arrieta's contract. You're going to lose that.
Right.
There's going to be some money that, obviously, some guys they're going to have to spend for pitching, because the way they're starting pitching right now is a disaster. They don't have anybody who can come up and fill out a starting five. You see that with the way they're handling doubleheaders, and they're putting in bullpen games. So they're going to have to exceed the luxury tax. It's going to be, bottom line is, if you want to win a World Series, you're going to have to pay at some point, and unless they get creative, which it's possible they can, and I'm not so sure that Matt Klintak and Andy McPhail are going to be around to be the creative geniuses behind the push going forward.
Gotcha. Rob Motti, I know you're a man for all seasons. I want to ask you real quick. Eagles bounce back on Sunday. Think they get a win against the Rams? Carson plays better, wide receiver, everyone, offensive line, all that?
Yeah, that was the ugliest game I've covered in 21 years, I think, Mark. That was horrific in Washington on Sunday. I do believe they bounce back. Aaron Donald got the possibility of killing Carson Wentz this week, but somehow we've seen the Eagles step up in situations like this before. Doug Peterson owns Sean McVay, and even though it's not in L.A., it's in Philly, because the other two times they won there, he'll find a way to get it done. I'm confident in the Bears this week.
Is it up to Carson? Does it fall on Carson this week, Rob? I mean, the tale of two halves with him last week, I've never seen the likes of. Do you think he just rights the ship and this game falls mostly on him in order for the Eagles to win?
Bob, I'm going to say something that the listeners on 97.5 The Fanatic aren't used to hearing me say, because they accuse me of being a Carson Wentz apologist all the time. Carson Wentz needs to play better, bottom line. I said it.
Rob, how dare you come on this show and offer hot takes such as that?
It's pretty obvious, right? He comes out there first half of the game. He looks like, I was almost about to fire off, because I predicted Carson Wentz MVP. I do it every year. So I'm sitting there on Twitter right about to post Carson Wentz MVP, and I'm like, let's just hold on a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's pull that back a little bit. He's got it. They got to protect him better. You mentioned right before I came on what Jalen Reagor said about making a little bit better of a play on that ball. John Hightower really needed to make a better play on the ball. They could have helped him out there. The offensive line isn't helping him out. But Carson, man, please throw the ball away. The ball away. Lift the play another down. Don't be a superstar. Do what you got to do. And I think he will. Bob, to answer your question, I do think he will step up this Sunday.
My man. Rob Motti, great stuff as always. Associated Press and right here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Great stuff with JT Realmuto and everything else you do, buddy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.